Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
That's news under the hour from KISW in Seattle.
50 years of KISW.
Howard Stern Morning.
This is Ozzy Osbourne wishing KISW a happy birthday.
You know, I'm ready for my BJ.
99.9.
KISW!
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. A radio.com station. It's FIT Friday starring BJ and Migs. Mornings.
Because, hey, at least once a day, you should experience a BJ.
You know, I'm ready for my BJ.
99.9 KISW, the rock of Seattle. And, well, you may have heard, but we're 50.
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
I don't know if anybody told you, but yeah, we're celebrating the big 5-0, and man, we have got the gear. I'm not kidding you, man. This is some of the best rock gear we have ever put out, and you have got to check this out, man. A whole new limited edition celebrating the Rock's 50th. We got knit hats. We got trucker caps. Steve, we got it all in there.
Dude, the beanie came in clutch with the cold weather this weekend. I was like, crap, I forgot my beanie. I still had it in the car, and I was like, yes.
Nice.
Fits great. Keeps your head warm, especially if you're a baldy like myself.
Yeah, we got short sleeve tees. We have got light zip hoodies. There's a lot of cool stuff. And it's got that Rock logo in gold celebrating the 50th, man. And if you want to check this out, man, you want to celebrate the 50th, you know where to go. Go to the Rock Shop. Get one today. Get them all today at KISW.com.
Let's play. It is time to be Migs, and we've made it. It's Friday. Friday, everybody.
And we just want to say that Danny is not jumping because, you know, he had a death in the family, so he's going to be out. But so lots of love to Danny. Lots of condolences to Danny for the loss of his grandfather. But
absolutely.
It is Friday, baby.
It is Friday. And let's get right to our contestant today. We got James in Auburn. James, are you there?
All right. There's James.
James, are you there?
James?
Hello, James.
I feel like he's engaged, at least from what I can tell.
James, are you engaged?
James!
He might not be there anymore.
James, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
All right! All right, James!
All right, James!
All right, Steve, get out of here!
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, James will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. James, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Kim Jong-il was Supreme Leader of Korea until his death in what early 2010s year?
2010, 2011, 2012.
11, yes. In Disney's Alice in Wonderland, what does the bottle marked Drink Me do?
Doesn't that make her bigger?
No.
smaller.
Yes. How many U.S. states end in the letter O?
Oh.
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
Yes. Which rapper has the metal band Body Count?
Oh, I did not know that pass.
What social network started everyone with a friend named Tom?
MySpace.
Yes. On a standard computer keyboard, what letter is to the right of the Z? Would you like to pass?
Pass, yeah.
Who played Clarice Starling in the 90s film The Silence of the Lambs?
Pass.
Who created the character of Fozzie Bear?
Pass.
Yo. Well, James, you got four correct, which isn't the worst score ever.
It's going to be tough.
But yeah, I do think that it will be tough on that one. And I don't know if Steve's going to be able to make it happen here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, we could bet breakfast.
You know what? I would love to bet breakfast. No,
what?
Never mind.
I thought you were not doing that anymore.
You're right. I had that resolution.
What did I walk in on?
I'm hungry, man. I want some breakfast, and I almost did it, but I forgot.
I vote BJ buys breakfast.
Yeah, nope. No breakfasts.
Damn.
I'm betting on breakfast.
James, he won't take the chance, James, no matter what. No matter what odds I give him, which would be, I think these would be good odds. I think there's no way he could lose. He still is.
I was hoping, I was praying.
He won't do it.
I was like, what the hell? What weird time warp? I know we're off for a little bit, but all of a sudden I come back in. It's like 2020 all over again with the rest.
Yeah, no, we don't need to do 2020 again, so let's just move forward. No more breakfast, like I said.
Okay. All right.
Let's get into this.
I was going to give you good odds, buddy.
Steve. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kim Jong-il was supreme leader of Korea until his death in which early 2010s year?
2012.
No.
2013.
No.
2011.
Yes. In Disney's Alice in Wonderland, what does the bottle marked Drink Me do?
It hydrates you.
No.
Gets you high?
No.
Makes you see double.
No.
Oh, damn it.
How many U.S. states end in the letter O?
Ohio, one.
No.
Two.
No.
Three.
No. Which rapper has the metal band Body Count?
Oh, Ice-T.
Yes. What social
network? It goes in neighborhood.
What social network started everyone with a friend named Tom?
MySpace.
Yes. On a standard computer keyboard, what letter is to the right of the Z?
X?
Yes.
Nice.
Who played Clarice Starling in the 90s film The Silence of the Lambs?
Jodie Foster.
Yes. Who created the character of Fozzie Bear?
The Muppets.
No.
Jim Henson?
Yes.
Waka waka.
Booger, played by Curtis Armstrong, was a character.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes. Jonas Salk discovered a vaccine for what disease?
Measles.
No.
Mumps.
No. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You win. Yes. 7-4. Sorry, James.
Oh, sorry about that, James. All right, there goes James. Damn, I think I would have done it today. I think I would have beat Steve.
You think so?
And Rev, you would have had breakfast because I would have taken, I would have said, look, Steve can't beat this dude. And you would have had breakfast easily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just
because there's no way you were going
to
take a bet against Steve on this one.
No.
I thought for sure you'd. Yeah. But you know what?
Not a chance.
See, that's what I was thinking.
No breakfast for you. I already said no breakfast. I'm trying to be a healthier me or something.
Okay.
Breakfast could have been healthy.
It could have been, but.
It could have been like a celery tray.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. If I'm getting breakfast, I'm going to get something real fatty.
That's a good
that's
point.
That's it.
If you get free breakfast, Steve, you can't get a healthy breakfast.
No, you're right. I'd be like, I want cookies from Crumble.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Steve, stop it.
And now
stop it.
And now
stop it.
And now I'm going on their website to see what
the week's orders are.
Because there are new flavors every Monday. So we have a couple days left to be able to enjoy. Oh my gosh, there's a caramel popcorn cookie.
A caramel popcorn cookie. Some evil genius decided this needed to happen.
It's a warm, buttery cookie with fluffy caramel frosting and a thick caramel drizzle topped with caramel popcorn.
No.
They have a cinnamon swirl, kind of like a cinnamon roll.
Nice.
All right.
And then a peanut butter bar.
Ooh.
Oh, and a molten lava one.
What's a molten?
It's a warm dark chocolate cookie with a gooey fudge center dusted with powdered sugar.
Oh, it's like a molten lava cake, but in a cookie.
Yes.
That's perfect.
I guess that's probably why they call it molten lava.
Thanks.
You might be right,
BJ.
I thought maybe it was really molten lava and people were going to be dying.
Like a science experiment.
A couple of the answers that you did not get correct, Steve. Actually, James did get correct. He knew that the bottle marked Drink Me shrinks Alice.
See, I don't know if I've ever seen the movie in its entirety.
Wow. Well, yeah, but if you, even the, is it the Jefferson Airplane? Brian's song. One, you know, one pill makes you bigger, one makes you
small.
White
Rabbit, yeah.
Yeah, because she's got to grow back again in order to get back into the real world.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
said,
of course.
Steve, have you seen Alice in Wonderland on shrooms? It will blow your mind. Oh, that sounds like it'll be way too scary.
It's a bit intense. I mean, I've heard.
I got news for you. The dude that wrote Alice in Wonderland was high.
Oh, no, duh. Yeah.
It's scary for a little kid watching it in general. Being on shrooms and being an adult man named Steve, it's going
to
mess you up.
I might need to take a time out, like, before the credits even finish started.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Also, James knew that the U.S. state that there's four that end in the letter O. So we got Ohio, Idaho, Colorado, and New Mexico.
Ah, shout out to Danny.
Hey. Yep. Well, see, we always forget one of those states because of the crappy pizza.
Right.
Aww. Yeah. He's not even here to defend himself. The O stands for, oh, no, not this pizza.
And then Jonas Salk discovered a vaccine for what disease? Anybody want to fashion a guess?
I know it. Oh, are you kidding me? Polio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That was big news. Big doings for Jonas.
How did you know that?
How did I know that,
man?
Well, that was it. I mean, seriously, that was big news because I think it. When was it? Was it the '50s? And like when he figured that out?
50s? I didn't look that hard into it.
Yeah, I believe I could be wrong, but I mean, so when I was growing up, I mean, I still had an aunt that had like this massive leg brace on from polio. Like they didn't get it to her in time, so it was big doings, at least in my aunt's life. And she was, you know, we were talking 20s, 30s, 40s, and then finally they said, "Hey, man, look what we got."
Well, other big doings, Steve? You won. Congrats.
Do you think back when they did that for polio in the 50s, like if there was social media, people would be losing their mind? Like,
yes.
How it is now?
With anything now, yeah. Oh, like, yeah. You just like think of like seatbelts in like whatever the 50s or 60s when they got there, people would be like,
"Man, that's probably 70s and 80s. I remember people losing their minds.
Dude,
as a kid, people were losing their minds by the seatbelts.
How about
this?
How about, you know, you could seatbelts because people never liked wearing them. So you imagine the hate that would be on social media when they said, "We're going to have seatbelt laws." You're right. You know, when people said, "Maybe it's not a good idea to drink and drive," because in the 60s, man, 50s and 40s, people were like, "Why? Why can't I?" They would have been all over social media pissed off.
Well, you hear those stories back in those days where like a police officer would pull over someone who was drinking and driving. They're like, "All right, well, we'll just follow you to make sure you get home safe." And it's like, that's a whole different world.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was one of the cool, I shouldn't say cool things, but it was definitely, it wasn't a cool thing.
I miss the days of
it was drunk. It was one of the cool history lessons from Mad Men, watching that show and just seeing that's exactly one of the storylines. It's just like they would just let people drive drunk and you were a jerk if you told somebody they couldn't.
We have a couple of texts about the stuff we were talking about during Beat Make. Someone said that I watched Alice in Wonderland on ecstasy. I ended up having to leave the movie theater.
Oh, yeah. No good call. And I mean, and then the Tim Burton one, I think it was Tim Burton that did the new version, right?
Yes.
That's even freakier, man.
If it's not him, someone stole his style.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the one everyone's talking about or, cause there's the cartoons and there's other movies and stuff that, you know, for this, but yeah, that Tim Burton one, you are going to have nightmares. If you're high, Steve, are you going to watch that one with mushrooms? Are you going to do it?
No, BJ, I have a 1-year-old. I'm not doing anything with mushrooms. I'm watching like Masha and the Bear on coffee. Like, there's no mushrooms.
That sounds like a real fun time right there.
She's at least 5, so we can do mushrooms together, BJ.
Yeah,
come on.
There you go. That's a good point.
Those 5 days are so gone.
I forgot that's the recommended age. Yes, of course.
Somebody has a review about the Crumble Cookie. They had the new caramel popcorn one. They said, "I went to Crumble Cookie 2 days ago. The new flavors are amazing. The caramel popcorn is dope. I didn't even know about this place until you made a post a couple of weeks ago. Now I'm hooked."
Yeah, it is so good. I mean, it's massively decadent. It really, you know, look, I'm a big Met Market the Cookie fan, and I may have accidentally stumbled in there, and then they were right there. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person behind the counter is always so inviting. You don't want to turn them down, you know, and they wave the lovely cookie in your face. But the crumbled cookie.
Sounds like our time in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey. Sorry, different cookie.
Yeah, but I would just say, I mean, I'm a Met Market the cookie guy, but the crumbled man is they're getting close. There could be a war on our hands. You know
or they
I mean?
Could just work together. I mean, it's never I never had a time where I'm like I can only have one cookie. I could, you know, you don't have to be faithful to just one cookie.
Oh really? You're not cookie monogamous? I don't know. I feel like I might be cheating. I mean, I just, you know, I mean, but they're always so nice. If I walk in and they can see somebody's crumbs on my face and it's not theirs, they're gonna be like, "What's that all over your face?"
I did it all for the cookie.
Yeah.
The cookie. The cookie.
It used to be you had to worry about like lipstick. Now you got to worry about walking into Met Market with somebody else's crumbs all over you. I mean, they might throw me out.
It's like when you go home and like you played with a dog and then your dog starts sniffing. You're like, what yes. the F, dude? I know you were hanging out with a different dog. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. We'll yeah, never do it again.
You're absolutely right, man. Yeah. See, so dogs, crumbs, and lipstick. Boy, there's a there's a night.
Sounds like the sequel to The Hangover.
We got a teacher's aide who is in trouble because he started making love to himself, not realizing he was still on Zoom with students watching. Yeah, you're going to hear from this genius at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
50 years of KISW, brought to you by Palace Law. 99.9 KISW.
All right, then.
Foreshadowing.
Vicky,
being artistic with running the board.
Feels like the Matrix. Should we just go back and look for a cat? 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, so, hey, here's a lovely story. A teacher's aide in Maryland named Mark is on administrative leave. Why? You know what? This whole thing is just going to be why. Why, Mark? He did not realize that he was still on Zoom and started taking care of business with himself.
Wait. So, like, it was like the minute he thought he was done, he's like, well, it's go time? And there's
it's
no buffer?
Go time. Yeah.
There's no candles being lit. It's just nothing. Like, oh, close. No, I didn't close the computer, apparently.
No, not at all. I mean, yeah. And so, I mean, this is horrific. He started basically going at it, and this was right in front of a bunch of eighth grade special needs students. They all could see this happening. This was,
so eighth
this
grade,
was not cool.
How
at
old
all.
Are you? How old are you when you're in the eighth grade?
Is that 13? All right, hold on. Yeah, 13-ish, 14-ish.
13, 14.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's not cool. Yeah, and a reporter knocked on his door, and he seemed pretty upset about it. He says the whole thing was an accident. I hope so. I hope it was an accident, because any other reason is even worse than already of what the hell's going on. And here's Mark. Mark is going to try to tell us how all this could be a thing. Yeah.
I don't know what to say. It was not directed towards the kids. I had no clue that I was online. I'm not a deviant, and I wouldn't do something to jeopardize my career. Just dumb luck that I happened to be on when it happened. I'm sorry if I like offended or did anything. I didn't do it intentionally.
Okay, I'm sorry if I offended. I mean, dude,
everything about
you
this.
Were basically cranking it in front of a bunch of kids.
Yeah,
I mean,
basically.
You should be mortified.
He was not legit doing it. Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
but did you hear his voice? Maybe I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. I'm getting the vibe that he really didn't mean to be a creep. He's just not very bright.
Yeah, I mean, was he maybe putting videos up? Is that why he needed to do it right then and there? He was using the same computer. I mean, you gotta have a dedicated computer. Not that I know anything about these things.
I was gonna say, I mean, like, not to get too personal, but like, you know, when we have all of our Zoom meetings with work and everyone gets together, like the moment the meeting ends, I'm not instantly pulling my pants down like this. Like, you know, I'm gonna get a glass of water. I'll go.
Oh, I've been around you. You always close a hotel room door before you put your pants down. I mean, you're very respectful.
Right.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, like, I mean, I'm so worried, like, if I'm, like, doing something, like, I've done Zoom meetings where I put my video off and I took a shower while listening, and I'm still freaking out, like, what if there's, like, some weird glitch in my Zoom technology that they still see it? Like, you know, you want to make sure.
Yeah, you got to, you know what? I mean, I got a laptop. Guess what? That baby gets closed.
He's that got a laptop,
closed.
Too.
Yeah, he does. In a side story, the guy also, this guy Mark, he runs a business called Pirate Magic. So this I've got to give these details just because,
of course. Shows you the peg leg.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
Okay, well, that was...
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. I like
well,
that.
Hold on. He does throw pirate parties. Vicky, come on now. The guy throws pirate parties. He does them for, like, youngsters,
and
he portrays a character by the name of Captain Silly Bones. I don't think
that's not his name.
No. No, I don't think it... you got to change your name, buddy. I mean, you really have to change your name now.
Captain Silly Bones?
Yeah.
Please let that be like the name that shows up on the Zoom thing. So it's like foreshadowing what was about to happen.
No.
Time for Captain Silly Bones to be in.
No, this is...
Oh, this guy is having a rough day.
Yeah, it's all very horrible. Just all very horrible.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Okay, well, we got a teacher's aide who's on administrative leave. After Captain Silly Bones didn't realize his silly bone was on Zoom.
He was just doing some pirate magic, BJ.
He was showing, so based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. Without a doubt, the most massive screw-up I've ever made was blank.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is a very disturbing story. A teacher's aide is on administrative leave after he didn't realize he was still on Zoom and started making love to himself while a bunch of students could see him. So,
happens to the best of us.
And he runs a business, a pirate party business, where he calls himself Captain Silly Bones, and of course Captain Silly Bones gets caught doing that.
I kind of want to find the Yelp reviews for this pirate magic place now.
Yes!
Because I feel like some people are probably going to have a field day with this. I mean, if someone has a good sense of humor in Florida that knows the place, I think they would, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to know more about Captain... No, I don't. 206-421-ROCK, Texas is 77999. So finish this sentence. Without a doubt, the most massive screw-up that I have ever made was blank. Let's go to Mike in Covington. Mike, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening?
Mikey, what's up, brother? What you got for us?
So, back a long time ago, I worked for a major retailer, and I was in charge of ordering books. And there was a book called In the Kitchen with Rosie. It was a New York Times number one bestseller. It was Oprah's, like, pick of the week or something. Ooh. And we used to get the orders via fax. And the fax came over, and it was cut off, and I didn't realize. And I only ordered about a third of the amount of books I was supposed to order. And so it ended up costing the retailer I was working for probably about $250,000.
Oh, damn, dude. It's one thing when you order too much of something, which I did in the supermarket and they hated me, but to have that, they go, dude, now all that money. Oh, did you get fired for that?
Nope. I spent 10 years with them. My boss came over to me and said, hey, you ordered what was on the sheet based on what came over. He said, but you know what? He said, next time be a little bit more critical in your thinking and realize that, hey, man, if it's the number one New York Times bestseller, we obviously order more than came over on the fax.
You know what the nice thing, though, about it, I think any story that we're going to get today, we could always end it with, hey, but at least you weren't caught cranking it on Zoom in front of eighth graders.
Yeah, they're really,
right?
Yeah, they're really.
No matter how bad your day is going today, at least you didn't get caught on Zoom cranking it in front of eighth graders.
That is, yeah. I don't think there's any screw up anybody could have. I mean, maybe somebody, I mean, he cost them a lot of money, but still, it's not like he, yeah. Now, you know what?
This text at 77999, bad for different reasons. I had an affair and I knocked her up. That is a massive screw up. Whoops.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a double whammy.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what though? We know so many dudes that little guy gets him in trouble. You know what I mean? When it as far as that kind of trouble. Yep. It's like, here you go, you have an unplanned child. That, you know, I mean, luckily, as far as I know, no, I know because no woman would ever be with me. Yeah, so I know that I only have two kids because everybody else made very clear, yeah, buddy, you're going to get nowhere near any of this action.
Oh, man, this one I think we can relate to working here in radio, but I'm sure people have had these kind of mess ups with something expensive. It said, I once spilled coffee, this is a texter, into a $15,000 mixer at a radio station that I interned for.
Oh.
Lucky for me, it was an older one at the time, and the station, I guess, didn't get many listeners, but I thought I was going to get murdered. Haha.
I think, have we all done that in our career?
You know, I was really good at it for my entire career, and it was just, I think, what, a couple years ago when we got the new studios and all set up, and I used to keep my coffee cup right by, we have like this little, like it's like a little well where like the headphone jack goes and the volume and all that kind of stuff, but it's like indented or it's into the actual console. And as I was grabbing a piece of paper, the show was over, I tipped my coffee cup and it just spilled all the coffee into it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh. I was like, oh, I don't think that's going to be good. And I looked down, it's like leaking through. And I was like, oh, how do I explain this? Like, there's no way around it. Like, there's no, like, you know, I don't know what's wrong with this equipment. It's like there's leaking coffee in a part that I can't even get into.
Yeah.
And it worked for a second, and then it just fried.
Yeah.
And I remember that was like a tail between the legs, because that's like a cardinal sin. Do not have anything spillable around things that are our equipment. And there I am.
They always know because they'll open the inside. Like if I clean off because I've done that, I cleaned off the top and everything and thought, all right, they won't know. But the liquid is still inside when the thing isn't working and they open up the board and they go, oh, look at all the coffee and the electronics. Like, I don't know. What are you talking about? I don't know what you mean. It's like the whole thing was clean. Like, yeah, genius. We can see inside when we open up the stuff.
One texter says, in high school, I worked at a town and country Chrysler Jeep. And I drove a Jeep through a wall.
Oh,
again, okay. Caught cranking it in front of eighth graders.
Yeah, still not still not as bad as crank it in front of a bunch of eighth graders. And it's special needs eighth graders, which means, you know, it's like they're already dealing with what they're dealing with, and now you've just made their lives even more ridiculous.
Just imagine being the parent, like you're like, oh look, I trust you guys to not do stupid stuff for my kid.
And you have a pirate party business name, and you're Captain Silly Bones.
Someone said, though, who would you rather get caught by? Those parents? Or by your own grandma, huh, Steve?
Oh, good call.
Man, it's a minor screw up. There was
dude, that's a beating order, man.
It was a beating, BJ. That's what happens when you're a teenager and you think your grandma's not going to come into your room to wish you good night.
That's more. I have to say, I don't think I have ever been caught by anybody like that in my life. You know, that I don't think I'd want that. I don't know. I don't know what's worse, to be honest with you. I know it's obviously it's worse for the people involved with Captain Silly Bones, but for me,
I want that name.
Well, you can have it. You can be the Western Washington Captain Silly Bones.
Nice. Oh, yeah, Steve. Yeah.
I could be Colonel Silly Bones.
Look at you getting a promotion. Is that because you're better at, you know, keeping things where they need to be?
Well, I was just thinking Colonel Sanders, chicken. There's bones on them. That's the way my mind works on a Friday.
All right. I have no idea what just happened
out there. Yeah.
Well, you guys have any big screw ups that you've had in your life, like that massive screw up?
Well, go ahead, Rev. Yeah.
Oh, I just remember the time that BJ freaked out because I forgot to tell everyone that a certain coffee company was coming in, bringing in stuff, and BJ lost his mind because they didn't tell him. And then, I had to come to you and just be like, no, they did say something. I just thought I would surprise everybody.
I have to say something, man. You know, having gone through all the therapy that I've gone through, it really is horrible that this is the one thing that, like, Rev's entire career, it's this moment. And I'm like, you know, having gone through therapy and basically learned that, yeah, you know, BJ, you don't have to act like a jackass in every situation. I mean, I feel horrible. Like, this continues to haunt his dreams. Like, it's every time we talk about a subject, like, what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you in business? Rev's like, well, there was that time with BJ. I'm like, oh.
When you think about it, like when you remove yourself from the situation, I mean, take somebody's text, like, guy drove a Jeep through a wall when he works at a car dealership. the story that we're actually talking about, forgetting to turn his Zoom off, and he's cranking in front of students.
Yeah.
Rev's big mess up was that he forgot to tell us, or intentionally didn't tell us, that we were getting free stuff from a place that we typically pay a lot of money to get stuff from.
And breakfast, you know?
Can you imagine? And just think about this insanity. I will tell you this. This is why, man, you know, if someone tells you maybe you really ought to talk to somebody, Steve, I'm screaming and yelling about getting free coffee.
Right.
What was wrong with me? I sit here in this chair right now and I go, I don't know how I don't know.
And I think you might have actually kicked a trash can too.
Whoa.
Yes. Yep, you did.
Whoa.
That's right.
It was full on BJ rage.
Okay, this might have been a traumatic experience that I remember every detail of.
If I kicked a trash can, then now it was serious. That's a whole different story. I didn't realize it was trash can kicking problems. Yeah, but I mean, imagine that. Imagine the insanity of that. That's just nuts, the fact that I would be like, hey, guys, we're getting free stuff, and I'm going to kick a trash can over it.
You're like 100 years old. How did you not hurt yourself kicking the trash can?
He was 85 at the time.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago. I mean, when I was 85, I was spry, Vicky.
And it was plastic. I had a lot of give.
Okay. But, Steve, I have to tell you, I do remember the therapy session, and I remember the therapist, and just like you, just walked me through it, said, so, because of the whole trash can kicking all of it, because I had to come clean, because you sit down and you go, so, how's it going? I'm like, well, here's what happened, and I had to say it. And so the therapists, they walk you through it. They have a way to be able to show you how insane you are. So let me get this straight. So you were getting free coffee. One of your employees thought, what a great thing. You know, BJ loves free stuff and free coffee. What a great way to introduce his day. You yelled at him and kicked a trash can because somebody did something nice for you. And as I'm listening to that, I'm like, God, this is when I realized I am out of my freaking mind. This is not cool. Because at the time I thought it was the right thing to do. But who would ever think that's the right thing to do? So, Rev, I would like to apologize on behalf of the trash can, the coffee.
Imagine being your therapist and they have a cup of like Starbucks in their hand and like kind of putting it underneath the table. Like, oh boy, I don't want to trigger anything with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get my tea out.
I had a therapist that let her dog come into the place.
Oh,
that
probably
of course. Jeez. That was my thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, the dog's all over me. I'm like, look, I got a thing with dogs. And I think if I'm paying you, you maybe could keep your dog at home. And she's like, oh, good. We get to work on this. And I'm like, no, we don't get to work on it. I'm the customer.
And without full explanation, you say, I have a thing with dogs. She could be like, oh, boy, this is a whole other therapy session.
So you know what she used to
Fido,
do?
Fido, get out. It's not safe in here for you.
Yeah, that's not the kind of dog thing we're talking about. Okay. All right, Captain Silly Bones. All right.
One person said I should be Admiral Silly Bones.
Oh, Admiral Silly Bones.
Oh. Or I could be his cohort, Captain Strokes.
Okay, that's
Strokes
a winner.
And Silly Bones?
Yeah, sure, why not?
New law firm coming to Seattle.
Wow. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Injured on the job? Call Strokes and Silly Bone. No?
All right. Okay.
It's Friday.
For a good law firm, there should be a third name in there, and I don't even want to ask anybody to come up with it. All right.
Grab them.
I have a question. Why would a Washington woman attack her roommate with a frying pan, then a broomstick, then a knife, and then an axe? Okay. Well, we have to ask Captain Silly Bones why.
And she's from here.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you all about this. It's 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.